USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore has broken its annual per capita homicide record after reaching their 342nd killing. With just over 600,000 residents, the city hit a historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000 people. The new rate eclipses that of 1993, when the city had a record of 353 killings, but was more populous before years of exodus began. New York City, with more than 8 million residents, had 306 homicides. This is the fifth year in a row that the city of Baltimore has reported more than 300 killings. A federal judge has ruled the city of Dallas is not liable for an off-duty police officer fatally shooting a man in his own apartment last year. U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn dismissed the city from the civil lawsuit. It makes a large financial settlement unlikely. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It was the night after North Korea's Christmas gift failed to materialize, but Camp Casey, which sits near the border between North and South Korea, had a scare when an alert siren was sounded by accident amid concern about a potential provocation from Pyongyang. The siren went off instead of a bugle call, according to Lieutenant Colonel Martin Creighton. The operator immediately identified the mistake and alerted units on Camp Casey of the false alarm. Officials in the regions have been on high alert after North Korea set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to make new concessions amid deadlocked talks over the country's nuclear arsenal. New York police will step up patrols in high-profile Jewish neighborhoods in the wake of recent anti-Semitic attacks. More officers will be seen in the Brooklyn neighborhoods, according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tweeted, "Hate does not have a home in our city." Houses of worship and other buildings associated with the Jewish faith will get extra attention from patrol officers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Legendary radio personality Don Imus, who hosted the radio show Imus in the Morning for nearly 50 years around the country, has died. Imus was 79. Imus passed away at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in College Station, Texas, after being hospitalized on Christmas Eve. The cause of death has not yet been given. Imus is survived by his wife of 25 years, Deirdre, and 6 children. A small service for Imus will be held in the next few days. The family requests that any donations be made to the Imus Ranch Foundation, which supports charities for children with cancer and other major illnesses. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.